Egyptian police clashed with anti-government protesters for a fifth straight day in Cairo today, as Chris Altieri reports.
Wednesday's street battle centered around the heavily fortified Interior Ministry, which houses the headquarters of Egypt's generally reviled security forces. The Interior Ministry building is located near Tahrir Square, which has become the focal point and symbol of the revolutionary movement that forced former President Hosni Mubarak from power in February of this year. The United States is calling for an end to the violence, U.S. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland.
The United States remains very concerned about the violence in Egypt. We condemn the excessive force used by the police, and we strongly urge the Egyptian government to exercise maximum restraint, to discipline its forces, and to protect the universal rights of all Egyptians to peacefully express themselves. While all parties in Egypt need to remain committed to nonviolence, we believe that the Egyptian government has a particular responsibility to restrain security forces and to allow the Egyptian people to peacefully express themselves.
The tens of thousands of protesters in Tahrir Square rejected a promise from Egypt's military ruler, Field Marshal Hussein Tantawi, to speed up a presidential election to the first half of next year. They continue to call on Tantawi to step down immediately in favor of an interim civilian council. I'm Chris Altieri.